Let me out! Let me out, damn it! Chloe pounded on the door and shouted at the top of her lungs. Not that it would do any good. Not that anyone would let her out. They never did. Still, she couldn't stop trying. She had been stuck in this hellhole for almost a month, and it was driving her crazy. Let me out! She shouted again, knowing it was useless. When she'd first been kidnapped, she had spent a whole day and night screaming and pounding on the door, and it had done her no good at all. But Chloe wasn't a quitter, so every once in a while she tried again. With an angry sigh, she slumped to the floor with the unbreakable wooden door at her back and surveyed her prison. It certainly was a far cry from the holding cell where she'd once spent the night after a peaceful protest she'd joined in college had turned into a riot. There were no bars, no bare floor, no lidless toilet streaked with unmentionable substances in one dirty corner. In fact, quite the opposite. Her jail was a freaking mansion. Or more accurately, a smart house dressed up like a mansion. It had glossy hardwood bamboo floors, sleek modern furniture in shades of black, white, and taupe, an oval fire pit in the middle of the living room, an infinity pool to swim in, a vast king-sized bed with 5,000 thread-count sheets, a soaking tub with massage jets, and a state-of-the-art surround sound entertainment theater. But none of those things mattered to Chloe. None of them made the house any less than what it was. A prison. A prison that was slowly starving her to death. As if in answer to her morbid thoughts, a square of light suddenly began to grow in front of her, about 3 feet above her head. It was an empty cube for a moment, then, suddenly, a blue worm-like creature appeared, framed by the golden light. It had long eyes on stalks and multiple arms and legs sticking out from its wormy body. All of it was dark indigo blue. The first time Chloe had seen this, she freaked out. Now it was almost normal, if anything in her new life could be considered normal. What do you want? She snapped at the creature who was staring at her with disapproval on its wormy face. Although how could she tell the worm was disapproving of her, Chloe would have had a hard time explaining. It was more a feeling the worm radiated than an actual expression. Chloe Deems, it said in a high, squeaky voice. You are in violation of your scheduled routine. Why have you not weighed in yet? Your body fat measurement system is calling for you, yet you ignore it. Sure enough, from somewhere upstairs in the luxurious bathroom, Chloe could hear a plaintive voice calling her name. The sound was somewhat muffled because she had tiptoed in that morning and piled the puffy goose-down pillows from the vast king-sized bed onto the scale, hoping to shut the damn thing up. But she could still hear it. Chloe, it's time for your morning measurement. Chloe, come to be weighed. Chloe sighed and pressed her fingers to her eyes, fighting back the urge to shout at her worm-like captor. It didn't do any good to shout. They didn't care if you shouted at them. It just got her all worked up for nothing and made her feel worse. I don't want to be weighed today, she said in a low, mutinous tone. I don't need to be weighed. I'm very healthy. I'm in good shape. That's all that should matter. You are in quite good physical condition, the worm acknowledged grudgingly. But you do not appear as the sexual ideal for your planet. This is what we require you to look like. For a moment, his wormy face disappeared and another image took its place. A stick-thin model with glossy blonde hair, a pouty mouth, and about 2% body fat. It looked like a picture clipped from a magazine, and Chloe wondered savagely if the Commercians, as the wormy captors called themselves, got all their fashion and health advice from Cosmo. Did they also think she needed to have her 10 most embarrassing beauty questions answered, or know 101 tricks to keep her man happy in bed? That's been photoshopped, she snapped, pointing at the picture. No real woman has a shape like that. You'd have to remove your last 3 pairs of ribs to get a waist that skinny. She's like a skeleton with makeup on.